Leaders of Pacific nations worry a changing climate will lead to devastation and heartbreak. So doing something to slow climate change was a key issue at the Pacific Islands Forum on Nauru this week. But Australia's commitment is being questioned, says journalist Nick McClellan.
It's clear that there are there's growing unease about whether Australia is committed to its neighbours on this vital issue.
Nick McClellan, a correspondent for Islands Business magazine, is on Nauru reporting on the forum. He's seen Australia sign up to the Boy Declaration, which declared climate change the single greatest threat to the livelihood, security and well-being of the people of the Pacific. It went on to reaffirm the nation's commitment to implement the Paris Agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
At a press conference that was held after the forum communique was issued, Prime Minister Sopoanga of Tuvalu did say that one partner had not fully endorsed the concerns that were issued earlier in the week by the smaller island states. They're talking about increasing action on emissions.
So are there concerns that while we might have signed a consensus at the Pacific Islands Forum, we're not going to have any follow through?
You're correct. Most people here in Nauru this week have been looking to Canberra as a regional partner, as a key regional partner, to play a much greater role on climate change. And there's been some pretty frank expressions of concern. Australia's been in some period of change, with successive prime ministers being unable to lock in a clear climate policy. But for the Pacific, time is ticking.
Nick McClellan says Pacific leaders are also wary of rhetoric from Australia shifting focus from emissions reduction to lowering power prices.
There's a lot of concern, both on the record and in private conversations with delegates to this meeting, right up to the presidents and prime ministers, about the recent change in government and the ditching of the National Energy Guarantee in Australia. At a time that US President Trump has withdrawn from the Paris Agreement, there's a concern that countries like Australia may be heading down the same path.
This comes as Australia's Federal Resources Minister and Queensland National Senator Matt Canavan was taken to task about the Paris Agreement by Alan Jones on radio station 2GB.
I've never been to Paris. I'm happy to leave the Champs-Élysées for others. We've got to be very clear what Paris is or what this agreement is, Alan. It doesn't actually bind us to anything in particular. The Paris Agreement really is a three-page document that we've submitted under our nationally determined commitment. What I want to focus on is solving the crisis we have in energy today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that focused on 2030 or 2050.
No, but hang on.
Different
hang
continent.
On,
we've
on,
got to build power stations. That's what we've got to
correct.
Do.
Correct.
The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, represented Australia at the Pacific Islands Forum. She's told the ABC's AM program Australia is committed to the Paris Agreement obligations within reason.
Well, I think we're on the right track. And certainly the Prime Minister is very focused on ensuring that at the same time as we are pursuing our obligations, we are going to bring energy prices down.
The government insists Australia is on track to meet the Paris emissions reduction targets. Professor Ken Baldwin is the director of the Energy Change Institute at the Australian National University. He wants to see certainty around aligning energy pricing and climate policies after the demise of the National Energy Guarantee.
Industry is calling for it to change, the general public are calling for it to change, and it needs to change in order to allow us to plan our energy transformation going forward.
You say there's a policy vacuum. So what's the impact of having this policy vacuum or policy uncertainty?
This pushes up the cost of finance when it comes to building new energy generation sources. And this inevitably means higher electricity prices for consumers. So introducing a government policy that aligns both climate and energy will inevitably, even if it's only to create an atmosphere of certainty, help keep the pressure downwards on electricity prices.